All right, let's tone things back a bit.
Just a tad. Ah, Spider!
Ah, don't trick me like that, Joey. I did have a... I did have a spider in my work van today. Yeah, I was paranoid all day. I couldn't do anything. It was awful. Yeah. So on drums, we have Joey Sullivan. And on bass guitar, we have Phil Mitchell. And I, on guitar and vocals, is Ron Beaudet. This will be our last song. We plan on releasing this one at some point soon, over the summer. So if you like it, follow Memory Lame on Spotify, because that's how you're going to find out about it. And, follow us on everything. Just, you know what, become our number one fan, go to all of our shows, and we'll become best friends. The song is called Time Blind. We'll be right back. Thank you. We're Memory Lame.
All right. Thank you, Memory Lame. We'll talk to them in a little bit, I'm sure. But in the meantime, here's No Tuesdays. 91.5 WMFO.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO. That was Super Jerk with Don't Mess With Money. Before that was Dreaded Underscore with Glad, and I started that off with No Tuesdays with Deconstruction. And we have some people in here. Say hello.
How's it going?
Hey, hey.
There we go. All right, yes. It worked. Everything worked. I had a hard time when I opened the show. I was like, wait a minute, which mic isn't working? And I was... Too bad there's no webcams, because this is like a big spider in the middle with all the microphones here. Now, so, it may not sound like it, but I am a Worcester native as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Yes, nice. Good to hear.
We love our regulars. We love our people.
Yeah. Sure. Uh-huh. As someone who's grown up in Worcester, I know what Worcester is like. Yeah.
Yeah. Lived in Worcester my whole life, so I know how it is. There's some areas you want to stay away from, but I mean,
I probably lived in a couple of those areas.
Yeah, overall, I mean, it's a growing city. It's starting to come up.
I mean, I make jokes about Worcester, but I can only say that because I'm a native.
Yeah.
You can only rag on the town you're from.
Yeah. My girlfriend's from Framingham. She's always like trashing Worcester, and I'm like, you can't do that. Well, only I can.
Well, you say with Framingham, you could say that with such disdain and anger.
Hate.
Framingham!
I hate.
You can't say Worcester.
No.
I mean, you have to hit the accent. Worcester!
It's the F in Framingham. That's where all the force is.
Unless you're announcing the Ice Cats, the Worcester Ice Cats. And then Scratch goes, meow.
I'm actually from Connecticut, so Worcester is exotic to me. You come here and they're like, oh, wow, they serve hot dogs.
The best around, Phil. The best around.
Yeah.
No, see, yeah, well, I'm from Connecticut, and it's just a cultural desert. So, like, it's what you take for granted in Worcester, you'd be surprised, because it's just a lot of cows where I'm from.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
They get bored. I mean, this one cow's the same. You know, you see one cow, you've seen them all.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, you're making it sound like it's like North Dakota compared to here.
No, there's... Well, actually, I was going to say there's more Bush votes, but it's probably equivalent. But no, it's...
Bush.
It's weird because Connecticut is like... There's like a really crappy city in Hartford, and there's a couple crappy cities in New Haven and Bridgeport down south, and then there's just really nothing in between. So I'm in the nothing in between origin part. So,
okay.
Fun stuff.
Well, I mean, I've seen many... Many an online TikToker make fun of Connecticut, mostly because there's nothing to do there.
Yeah.
But
kids can be very perceptive.
What are you going to do? So,
move.
I meant to ask you this, like, I've loved your record when it came out at the beginning of the pandemic. I was one of those that went absolutely bonkers on one of those Bandcamp Fridays.
Yeah.
Found that, I'm like, oh my god, they're from Worcester and they're not a hardcore punk band. This is awesome. And so yeah, I've been playing tunes off your record off and on for the last few years, and it's nice to see that there's at least one new song out.
Yeah.
So what's going on with the new tunes?
The album we released during the pandemic, and it was just kind of a way for us to like say, hey, we're here, don't forget about us, because we can't play shows. During that whole time, we were just locked in our band space, practicing, you know, social distancing. We just wrote a whole bunch of new tunes, and we're going to be releasing them like month after month.
Okay, so it's going to be a little piecemeal thing going on. Okay.
Yeah.
We got, like, we were really efficient in the studio, like, by far the most efficient, at least personally I've ever been, is we had, like, I think we had, like, what, five or six that were like, all right, let's definitely get these down, and then we had, like, 10 or so. We're like, all right, well, if we got time, you know, this would be icing on the cake. And we got to all of them, and we got some pretty good takes on them, too. So,
oh, nice.
We're pretty excited about the more recent stuff, too. I think there's good growth in the songs as well.
Yeah, for me, I was just very impressed with how the songwriting process and, you know, just finishing all the songs. Like, we went into the studio just, you know, like, oh, hey, we have these, like, seven songs we know we want to do. And then we have, like, another seven on the back burner, maybe eight. You know, I think we recorded, what, like, 15 songs total.
Yeah.
Like ish. And but like we had a set five or six for this, you know, upcoming EP that we're releasing single by single as a collection over time. But it was just one of those things that was just like, wow. You know what I mean? Like we did this all in one day. We have this material that we just have to work, like we just have in the back burner, and you know, just the rough mixes, and just like we can work from there, and the growth from that is just insane. So it's just one of those things that we just keep going and going and going that, you know, we hope to share with everybody really soon. So,
very nice. Yeah. Excellent. Yes, I mean, when I got that record, it was, I want to say it was sometime shortly after you released it. That was awesome. July of 20.
Yeah.
And yeah, went nuts on a Bandcamp Friday, and those things are wonderful. I cannot stress Bandcamp enough.
Yes. Shout out to Bandcamp.
Yes. And they're doing a whole Juneteenth thing for next Monday.
Nice.
They're contributing their cut to and the NAACP.
Oh, so awesome.
Just figured I would announce that. I got that email while you were playing, so I figured I'd plug that, because we like it when people will throw a few dollars at the music that they love.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Makes a difference.
So what else is next for Memory Lame?
Well, so we have a new single coming out, like I said, on the 23rd.
Okay.
That one's called Stone. We performed it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Phil wrote that one. He actually brought it to the band, and he was like, hey, I got some songs that I had been working on. If you guys like them, we can turn them into Memory Lame songs. And I listened to, I think, what, there were like four or five songs on that?
Yeah, something like that.
And I listened to them all, and I was really hooked on Stone. So I was like, I really want to do this song. And we just kind of practiced it over a few weeks, and we kind of got it down, and then we went into the studio and recorded it. But yeah, after that we have, I think, two more. Oh yeah, three more.
So do you have you kind of have a plan for the rest of the year, or what's kind of the rollout for these?
Yeah, so we're gonna release the single like one month at a time, and then like once the five songs are out, we're mm-hmm. gonna compile them onto a EP,
mm-hmm.
and then that way there you can get them all up in one stop.
Okay.
And then too? Yeah, we're gonna do a tour. You want to talk about that?
Tell me about a tour.
So we're taking, you know, the next couple weeks, we're really on the grind. This month of June, I think we had like six or seven shows, you know, including this, mm-hmm. all together. But the month of July, we're taking off from shows, really concentrating on, you know, writing the new stuff, planning the tour. For the fall, we're planning in September. There's a band from Brooklyn called the Rizzos. Shout out to the Rizzos. Phil went to college with. They're good people. We play with them a bunch around the local scene when they've been on tour. But we are planning a Brooklyn and Albany show with them. And if those goes accordingly, we're going to be doing Get Down to Philly, maybe a house venue in New Jersey, but you know, end up back in Portland and back in
nothing wrong
Mass.
With house shows.
Oh yeah, we love them. Yep. So
yeah, we're also kind of talking about music video ideas.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I kind of think I narrowed it down to which song I want.
Apathy.
Yeah, Apathy, which is the first song that we played. Yep. And I've been playing around with some ideas, some like just visual ideas.
Okay.
I kind of like the idea of it being in black and white, and then us being in like a dark room with like one light just kind of like swaying back and forth or something, like just barely giving, you know, any visual idea of like what possibly could be in the dark. But it's us. It's playing. History. Yeah.
Well, speaking of videos, I must tell you that the little graphic design that you had done is on the Tom and Mikey D's first reel.
Oh really?
So yeah, we're old. We're late to the party with the reels, but it just worked so well.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
yeah, it's a
where is that plate anyway? We need that plate for keepsakes.
It's around. I'm sure it'll be in, you know, the Smithsonian in a matter of time.
Of course.
But, you know, sometime.
Of course.
Shout out to the artist, Joey.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes. It was only like 15 seconds long. I don't know how long reels are supposed to be. Again, I'm old. I don't know this crap.
I go really back in time with, you know, drawing and crayon, so.
Well, yeah. And it was face paint crayons, too. Was, that's the craziest part.
Very, very impressive.
And I'm so glad I caught that one because it looked like a white crayon. You start drawing, and then it just turns green. Yeah. It's
magic.
Yes.
Science.
But, yeah, I figured I would make that a reel, and I posted that to the On the Top of Mikey D page.
Love it.
But, yeah. So, what kind of – do you have shows coming up?
Yeah, so this upcoming Saturday
before the July shutdown.
Yep. not a shutdown. We'll still be, you know, progressing for sure. We just want to get that clear. But this upcoming Saturday we have a huge one. It's called the Summer Kickoff. It's just an amazing local Worcester scene show. It's our good friend Zygmunt, who we've played with a ton, between 3 and 4, 12 Eyes, Dread Buffalo, and Hippie Commune Dream. That, you know, all great bands that it's just, you know, we can't wait to share the stage with once again, weather permitted, because it's supposed to be outside, but we'll see what happens with that.
So when is that?
This Saturday, 6/17.
Excellent.
I think we have one next weekend too at the Jungle.
So
you're back up here.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So the following Sunday we're at the Jungle with Between 3 and 4 and Bad at Drawing. Who I believe Bad at Drawing is around here.
I think they're around
like
Boston area.
So, yeah, okay. We've played the Jungle once before, or a couple times before, with some good friends, and it's a great venue. So, we're really excited to get back there.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
So, you guys are playing around in Boston. You don't get that a lot out of Worcester bands.
Yeah, we're trying. So, also a shout out to our boys Bike Thrasher, too. They're also Bostonians.
Yeah.
You know, we do kind of show trades with each other. We're really into each other's music.
That's the way to do everything,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, support one another.
Especially if you're going to try and, you know, tour.
Yep, big time.
Well,
like you said, especially if you're not a hardcore band in Worcester, it's like you got to know.
Well, that was always my issue when I was growing up in Worcester. Like, they were either folk singer-songwriters or hardcore punk bands. Like nothing in between.
Crazy.
So, yeah. I mean, it took forever to find non folk or non hardcore bands in Worcester that were willing to play anywhere outside of the confines of Worcester.
Absolutely,
so
yeah, yeah. But back to Bike Thrasher. I mean, like, they're kind of like our little brother band, is like what we joke around and say.
Okay.
The lead singer Joe in that band. We met online, and I actually recorded and produced their first release, their like EP, and so after that, like, relationship started. Like, we just kind of started like handing out shows like back and forth, so inviting people, you know, oh, you want to come play a show out in Boston? We were like, yeah. So that was like our first show, I think, at the Jungle, right? Mm-hmm. In Boston.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, so time is starting to wind down.
Mm.
I'm looking at the clock here. I'm like, we're done in 20 minutes. Like, they're going to kick us out of here in 20 minutes. Anyway.
Let's see him try.
How can people reach you?
They can reach us at Instagram at MemoryLameMA. You can search us on Facebook. Just type in Memory Lame. I think our like tag is like Lame Band or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, we're on every streaming site, you know, Spotify, Apple Music. The main one that we're supporting is Bandcamp for now, all the local bands.
We're supporting the Bandcamp. You can support the Spotify and all the other streamers.
We love Bandcamp, number one.
But for personally, Bandcamp is tops.
Yep. Yes. Yep, big time. Support the artists.
Yes.
Support the scene.
I'm a big...
Yep.
Proponent of like buying the music. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to hold it against anyone who just streams, but
absolutely.
I like owning it.
Yep. Absolutely. Catch a show, grab some merch, CD, say hi to us. We're, you know, we like shooting, you know, shooting the talk and all that. So, yeah.
Well, Ron and Joey also live together, so the best way to get in contact is to just show up at their house.
Yeah, come on over.
Yeah.
The lame household will play a show for you.
It's going to be like a frat house.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. So I'm going to leave you with this, and I'm sure other people have asked you. How many times have you been called Memory Lane?
Pretty much every time we say like our band name. That was like kind of the reason why I wanted to stick with it, because it makes you say it twice, so it sticks in your head.
Yeah. Whenever I played songs off your record, mm-hmm. I want to pronounce it right. Montechopsis?
Yes.
Okay. Sweet. I would always introduce it as Memory Lane.
Love it.
Yeah.
And that was a thing too. It's like, oh, like, you know, when we came up with the band name, you know, we just met, you know, all together, and we were just like, oh yeah, Memory Lane. And I first thought Ron said Memory Lane, and I'm like, oh dude, that's lame. I don't know. I can't get behind that. And then he's like, no, exactly, Memory Lane. And I'm like, that's even cooler. Heck yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but being on the radio, I have to be ridiculous and over enunciate.
Oh yeah, enunciation is key, especially with our band name.
Memory lame.
Yes, lame. Yes. Yes. Ooh. All right. Thank you guys for coming in and playing. I wasn't supposed to host this week. I'm so glad I did.
Glad you were.
When I saw you were playing, I'm like, oh my god, this is great. Oh, and the host can't make it. Thanks, Lils. I was like, oh my god, I love that record. I want to hear them play. So this has made my week.
Awesome.
So awesome. Thank you very much. We're going to have some Bike Thrasher going on right now. Thank you. I'll let you break down your stuff.
Awesome.
And here you go. 91.5 WMFU.
Thank you.
Colorblind. dots connected. Four corners and a rooftop. Who's being protected? Is it me? Or is it you? Is it me? Or is it you? Too many skeletons, no closet can keep it. I'm hoping to unload them before the weekend. I'm shedding my skin, the transition is seamless.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That was 12 Eyes with Pack of Wolves. Before that was Between 3 and 4 with Piranha. Zygmunt gave you Tiny Taste. And I started that block off with Bike Thrasher with Rather Sure from the Cursed EP. Yes, you've been listening to On the Town with Mikey D. And despite the late start, I think it was a pretty good show, don't you think? I think so. Thank you again to Memory Lame for performing for us. Check them out on the Facebook, Memory Lame. They're on all the streamers and on the Bandcamp. Is it memorylame.bandcamp.com? Because that's where you can buy all the stuff. Spend your money. Spend your money on musics. It's always a good thing. memorylamema.bandcamp.com. That's where you can buy the stuff and have it on your hard drive. Yes. Anyhow, don't forget to tune in next week. Destiny will be here and Graveyard of the Atlantic will be performing. We're going to look forward to that. I'm going to close everything out with, well, I played this artist before, but it bears repeating. And yes, we are going to miss you, Justine Cobalt. And Justine and the Unclean just put out a new album about a week and a half ago. Was it a week and a half ago? Yes, yes. About a week and a half ago. And it's a great one. Everyone should check it out. And she will be missed. We'll miss you, Justine. This is Sweet Denial from The Signal Light. Justine and the Unclean. We will see you next time. Tune in next week. Destiny will be here. Graveyard of the Atlantic. See ya. 91.5 WMFO.